And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Damian Lillard is a bad man. The Rockets are bad, but there's hope around the corner. And the Knicks are a free agency destination once again. Yes, it's true. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Wednesday, March 17th. Good morning, everybody. Damian Lillard is an inspiration. Yeah, I woke up to see what he did, and I did at least two jumping jacks before jumping on the mic this morning. Another 50-point game for Damian Lillard in a win over New Orleans. He's tied with LeBron for seventh when it comes to the most 50-point games in NBA history. The comeback from 17 down with 6 minutes left was inspiring, but Dame, the person, is the more inspiring part. Make sure you check out his full interview with the TNT crew postgame. I was going to pull a clip from it for you, but, you know, the whole thing is worth listening to. If you have enough time to listen to me, you have enough time to listen to that 6 minute interview. You know, this was kind of a quiet 50 points watching it this morning. He didn't force it in the fourth quarter. He just kind of took what came to him. He had only 20 shots in the game to get to 50 points. He was facilitating 10 assists. And he hit all 18 of his free throws. The Pelicans on the other side, they're also an inspiration for a movie because they're just so all or nothing. They're interesting that way. Entering Tuesday, teams were 236-0 when leading by 17-plus points within the final 6 minutes of the game this season. Not anymore. That from ESPN Stats and Info, Zion said they stopped moving the ball. Yeah, watching it, they just thought it was over. And the only thing Damian Lillard can't do is make gray jerseys look good. I'm an easy mark for jerseys. I love all jerseys. This is probably one of the better gray ones, but I'm not behind it. I tried to wear gray to try and be cool like Damian Lillard this morning. LeBron James, always cool. He became the oldest player in NBA history to record back-to-back trip dubs. LA routed the Wolves. LeBron had 25, 12, and 12. Then he took to Twitter and he saw he was the oldest to do it. And he said, I'm 36. What is he saying? Is he saying, I'm 36, that's not old? Or I'm 36, whoa, I'm 36. Anyways, tell him, LeBron, 36 ain't that old. Utah, Boston, Utah Jazz got back on track. Looking like their number one seeded selves versus the Celtics, beating Boston in a close one on TNT. Their three all-stars of Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Mike Conley all had a hand in closing it out. They know who they are. On the other side, the Celtics do not. I thought Marcus Smart would get the Celtics back on track. But this team just doesn't really have an identity, especially defensively. They don't play D like the Celtics the last couple seasons. Took them till the fourth quarter of this one to help the helper, to really turn it on. And there's rumors out there that they're going to go get Harrison Barnes before the trade deadline 8 days from now. But he's not fixing their defense. He'd help their team, but this is a bigger problem than just Harrison Barnes and what he can fix. They probably think they can turn it on in the playoffs with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They're probably right for a round or two, but not as a championship threat. Not the way they look right now. The Knicks against the 76ers. Another scrappy loss for the New York Knicks. Are moral victories a real thing? Well, I think even bigger. If you zoom out here for a sec, the Knicks look like a team that an NBA free agent would want to join right now. They've got a program. Tom Thibodeau is playing their young guys. He's getting them to play hard. This hasn't been a free agency destination for a decade, at the very least. Amari Stoudemire went there in 2010. Then Carmelo Anthony forced his way there. But no one has really wanted to go there. Everyone thought Kevin Durant would go there, but they haven't been able to get anyone to go there. But you look at it now, what they've been able to do just this season. Sure, why wouldn't you want to go play with Julius Randle, who is playing phenomenally well? He just needs a little help offensively. RJ Barrett hasn't been able to be that guy. Went down to the wire. It was the other side that got it done. Tobias Harris for the Sixers. He had 30. It was the go-to guy. late for them. And he has been recently. The 76ers are going to need him in the postseason to replace what they haven't been able to replace since Jimmy Butler left in 2019. Yeah, they have Embiid, but they need a wing scorer as well. That's just the way it works in the NBA. Toby had 8 points to seal it down the stretch. Hopefully he can be that all-star self in the postseason that people have expected him to be. Atlanta-Houston, this one was interesting. Even though the Rockets came into this one having lost 16 straight, the Rockets were just playing eight guys, including two rookies, two two-way players, and a guy on a 10-day. The Hawks were up 23 points late in the second. It looked like it was over, but here come the Rockets. They closed the gap to 6 points late in the third quarter. Rockets coach Steven Silas, he's not giving up. He uses a coach's challenge in the third quarter and wins it. Well, things are looking great. In the fourth, Houston's Kenyon Martin Jr., they call him KJ Martin, gets up for a huge jam. That guy can get up way over the rim. He's been a little bit of a bright spot for the Rockets. And Kenyon Martin Sr., well, he took to Twitter and said, "My son can jump higher than I ever could." Senior could jump pretty high for those New Jersey Nets way back in the day. And then, could the Rockets do it? Nah, the Hawks pulled away. The Hawks won their sixth in a row. Danilo Gallinari has looked like himself recently. Finally, injuries have slowed him down. He had 29. He's had 20 in four of his last five. And this kind of flew under the radar recently. Houston's John Wall is likely to undergo a left knee scope procedure this season, Chris Haynes reports, maybe later on in the year, even though he's currently out with a knee issue, and it's the same one that he had surgery on in 2018. Bad news for John Wall, trying to fight back from injury after injury after injury. Although some good news for the Rockets, Christian Wood, who is having a career year, will be back soon for the Rockets. Their 17-game losing streak started immediately, like that, when he went out. He'll stop the team from getting to the 26 straight loss mark, which is the NBA record. Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to get a dub. There have been longer streaks over two seasons, though. 26 straight losses in one season. That's the record to me. One streak, one season. One streak, one season. You can't have a losing streak over two seasons. One final note from this one. Victor Oladipo turned down an extension a couple weeks ago from the Houston Rockets. Could he be traded 8 days away? I think there's a legitimate chance they trade him. He's not part of their timeline, I don't think. OKC Chicago rookie Alexei Pokuševski, coming off a career-high 23. You'd think he'd get a little respect from the Bulls broadcast, but no, they didn't even have an image for him in the opening lineups. And he played sort of invisible, just 4 points, although he had 8 boards. He's a seven-footer. Don't you forget that. You won't forget Lauri Markkanen's dunk, a huge one on Moses Brown. Woo! What did Brown do to you? As Stacey King said on the broadcast. Lauri Markkanen, this is a guy who also could be traded before the deadline in 8 days. Maybe not. It's like the housing market in Atlanta. Am I right, JD? Too many buyers and not enough sellers. LaVine had 40 points for the Bulls in only 31 minutes. The last Bull to score 40 points in fewer than 32 minutes, Michael Jordan in 1993. He had 47. That's a lot of points. Last game to report on, Cleveland-Miami. Miami beat Cleveland. The Heat have won 11 of 12 and are in the East top four where they belong. The Heat got Bam Adebayo back. Jimmy Butler is back, leading this team with 28. The Cavs' Kevin Love sat with an injury after he returned recently. He won't be traded before the deadline, but the Cavs' Andre Drummond and JaVale McGee await their inevitable fate. That's it for me. I will be back tomorrow to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Thank you for joining me live here on YouTube. To all the stream teamers, team streamers, stream team streamers, make sure you check out the full No Dunks episode here on Wednesday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.